When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know what that signifies, our friend and yours, Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette, joins us on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years, and Ray's also on YouTube. There he is, Donnie. Take a good look.
He's looking good. Fresh haircut, Ray?
Fresh haircut, and you know it. Got to get ready for Monday night, Donnie.
Well, where are you, Ray? In your man cave there?
I wouldn't call it a man cave. It's like a converted office that was our dining room, but like every other family, who uses a dining room anymore? You know,
not
we
us.
We eat at the kitchen table.
We do.
You eat at the kitchen table. We have three separate meals for dinner. My wife goes to one room. I go to another. My daughter goes and watches TV.
You guys don't eat dinner together? Much it.
No. Do families anywhere eat dinner together anymore?
The Bechtold family does.
What?
Yeah, maybe that's just because we're a, you know, loving family that enjoys each other's company.
We're not. Ray, you eat dinner together?
I mean, when we can, but the kids have too many activities. They're always on the go, so it's too hard.
So limits, everybody sits down every night at the dinner table
mostly,
and asks how each other's day. What is this, the Brady Bunch?
It's mostly just a Sunday thing, but like if... You know.
Okay, a Sunday thing. That's once a week.
Yeah, like typically my dad and I will eat dinner together if my sisters are up at school or they're back right now, like depending on who's running around and stuff like that. But we always make sure that Sundays, that's the case.
That's beautiful.
Thank you.
Ray, I'm going to hit you right away. Who's going to win the game and why?
Wow, I thought that would be the last question,
Joe. It's the first one.
You know, I think the Steelers have a really good shot. I'm going to be honest with you. I just like the fact that they're at home. I like the fact that Aaron Rodgers is playing really well. He hasn't turned the ball over a lot lately. I mean, his touchdown to interception ratio is really good. He's keeping them in games, and he's clutch at the end of games. So I kind of like that formula. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, though. I don't think we're going to have the fireworks that we had at the end of the Ravens game, but I'm going to go Steelers 17, Texans 13.
Ray, out of the defenses that the Steelers have seen this season, where does this Texans one rank?
Well, they got the Seahawks early in the season. And, you know, if Calvin Austin doesn't deflect that football, you know, the Steelers probably put up 24 on them at least. So the Seahawks have a really good defense, but I think this Houston defense – just the way they're structured, Donnie, like having dominant edge rushers and two dominant corners just makes them a really difficult defense to go up against. So Arthur Smith is going to have to be creative. They've kind of lived and died with Warren and Gainwell out of the backfield being their yak guys. I think if they're going to win this game, those guys got to get yak again, and it's going to be really hard because they are solid all over that defense.
Ray, now that you mentioned his name, give us the parameters of the already interview process here with the Titans or anyone else who might be interested. What's the date that he has to wait until, things like that?
January 14th. Any assistants involved in the Monday night game have to wait until January 14th. The others can do January 13th. And even then, Joe, it would just be a virtual interview. And then depending on if he won, let's say the Steelers won, obviously one virtual interview, and then they would have follow-ups and, you know, they would have face-to-faces, you know, in the coming days or weeks. But next week would just be a virtual interview.
What percentage, Ray, would you actually put on it, him being down to maybe one of the final three, let's say, for that Titans job?
Well, correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't somebody tweet like 10 names for that Titans job? Like he was one of 10 guys who were going to interview.
That's the thing. I feel like his name gets thrown around a lot when it comes to
the Yeah, I mean, the reason I wouldn't discount it is his history in Tennessee. He knows the owners. He spent a lot of time there, kind of worked himself up from quality control to to be the OC. I'm sure he has really good relationships in that building. You know, I think working with Aaron Rodgers this year probably helps him. You know, they want somebody to work with Cam Ward. But, you know, in the end, I think the Titans will probably have a chance to hire someone a little bit sexier. I think it's just a matter of, do they land that guy? And if not, maybe Arthur is their guy.
What'd you think of the Harbaugh firing, Ray?
Ridiculous. If that kid makes that field goal, there's no talk of this. And I just find it so odd that somebody's livelihood and if Bashotti's franchise would come down to a missed kick. And I know there's a lot of drama there, probably more drama, honestly, than there is in Pittsburgh, like with Lamar. And you guys saw that story last week that Mike Preston wrote, right, about him falling asleep in meetings. I mean, there's some deep issues there, but John Harbaugh is a guy who's going to be able to name his team, name his price. He's a really good coach. I think the only thing he has going against him now is he's 63 years old. And I think maybe, you know, Pete Carroll's experience in Oakland, or not Oakland, Vegas might, you know, dissuade some people from hiring older coaches. But if you're in win-now mode, like if you have a quarterback or if you have a good roster, I would hire John Harbaugh 100% of the time. I think that guy is a heck of a football coach.
Maybe your guy's in New York, Joe. Your boy Jackson Dart.
That could be next. I think it might be Miami. What a take there by Ray. An unusual take.
So Ray, you saying that, it gives me a feel of how you're going to go with this next question. If Tyler Loop does make the kick, are we having any of these conversations about Mike Tomlin?
We would be because we're in sports media, but I don't think that would be like strong stuff inside the Steelers building. No, I said all along, like last couple of weeks leading up to it, if Mike wanted to leave, like if he truly did want to pursue TV for a year, which I don't know that that's really a thing, but if he did and he met with the Rooneys and that's kind of how they came upon, you know, a parting of the ways, and that's the way it would end. It wouldn't be with Tomlin getting fired. I know that.
What would it take, Ray? I mean, 10 years, a full decade of never winning a playoff game or like,
well, I mean, his contract's up in 27 and, you know, we just found out a month or two ago that there's an option for the Steelers to pick up in a couple of months here. So we get a pretty good idea depending on how Monday night works out, which way they are leaning. And, you know, if he doesn't get his contract, the option picked up, then Mike would have a decision to make. People haven't talked about this enough. I think it would be really hard for Mike and for the Steelers going into a lame duck season. It would be odd for the franchise, and I think it could be stressful for both parties. So, you know, that's something to keep an eye on.
Speaking of guys' futures with the Steelers, do you think – in a loss or whenever this playoff run comes to an end, Ray, is this it for Aaron Rodgers? I'm starting to get the feel that he's back for a second season.
I mean, I've been at every one of his press conferences and he just loves his teammates. He loves playing for Tomlin. He loves the experience of just grinding through an NFL season. Like I don't know that there's many quarterbacks like that. You know, we just talked about Lamar Jackson sleeping through meetings. Like Rodgers eats that stuff up. I mean, he is looking for every edge to help him win a football game. So I agree with you. I kind of get that sense that, and especially if Arthur Smith is back, that everything would be in place, you know, year two. What did he say last week about how well he did in year two of the offense in Green Bay when they had that coaching change? So, yeah, I think if Aaron wants to come back, I think the Steelers would be very smart to have him back because you don't want to go in the next season counting on a rookie or really any other of the backup plans they have. They have no idea what they have in Will Howard, and I think they know what they have in Mason Rudolph. They think they have a good backup, but that's pretty much it.
It's 11:20. Make the smart call. Buell Insurance, 724-443-5610. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We got Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette on the line here, and he's on YouTube. The number's skyrocketing on YouTube. You should check it out. Go to our website. It'll take you right there. or go straight to YouTube. Ray Fittipaldo brought to you by the AV-rated super lawyers, LGKG. Luxembourg Garbett. Is that how I say that, Ray?
That's correct.
Is your name Ray?
No, but I just wanted to make sure you had it right.
Kelly and George. Luxembourg Garbett, Kelly and George.
My middle name is Ray, Ray.
So is mine, Ray.
Nice.
Yeah.
How about you, Donnie?
Mine is not Ray, sorry. My middle name's actually Joe. Joseph.
How about that? Between the four of us, we have two middle names. That's incredulent.
It's a family affair right here.
Well, now I forgot what I was going to ask you, Ray. Oh, no chance for Deshaun Elliott, is there?
I mean, not this week, but I heard from the very beginning that there was a chance if they made a run in the playoffs that he could come back. So, we could see maybe next week, maybe the practice window opens and, you know, he could be a part of things, but certainly not for Houston on Monday night.
What has the vibe been like for this guy individually, but also others in that locker room with DK Metcalf coming back?
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again, but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Yeah, they're excited. You know, the people in that locker room like DK. He's a hard worker. He's a good teammate. I think everyone remembers what happened in that first Ravens game, the way he stepped in there for Skowronek when Skowronek was injured, and he's a team player. And I think everyone in that room knows he made a mistake, but they kind of wanted to pick him up. And I think they're all glad that, he got the second chance. So I think he's very motivated. And I think the Steelers were very motivated to do that for him on Sunday night against the Baltimore Ravens.
Have you talked to TJ yet this week? And how did he come out of that game? How's he feeling physically going into this one? Do we know?
No, I have not talked to TJ this week. He is speaking today, I believe, or maybe tomorrow because of the Monday night game. Joe, but after the game, he said he felt good. I think you saw he played the majority of the snaps. I want to say 84, 86% of the snaps. There were only 51 snaps in that football game, but I kind of have the feeling. I think I told you guys last week, do not be surprised if it's a close game that he's out there, and he was. So I think Terrell Austin said yesterday he expects him to be even better, just having gone through one game. So Austin believes we're going to see a better version of TJ on Monday night, and obviously the Steelers are going to need it because CJ Stroud, even though he's been inconsistent, he's a guy who could step up and make some big plays if you let him.
How much do we see of the three edge rushers on the field at the same time, Ray? Got a couple of snaps of that Sunday night against the Ravens, and Nick Herbig only played a handful of snaps, but he had two of the most impactful plays all night.
Yeah, I mean, I think you could be a little bit more creative because the Texans don't have the heavy run game that the Ravens had, so you might see a little bit less of Malik Harrison in this football game, and I think you could see some other packages. And, Herbig, the nice thing about him, line him up on the edge, you can have him roam around, kind of hang out in the middle and rush from the middle. They like his matchup on guards because of his quickness. So, yeah, I'm with you. Anything you got to do to get pressure on C.J. Stroud and prevent him from making big plays down the field to guys like Nico Collins, you should do everything in your power to avoid that.
Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of playoff free association?
You may.
Ray, you ready?
I am ready.
Let's make this a little prediction segment, if you'd be so kind. Who's going to win Rams at Carolina to kick off the NFL weekend?
Rams.
How about Green Bay, Chicago?
I'm going to go Chicago just because Green Bay's too hurt.
Are the Rams going to blow out Carolina?
I don't know if they'll blow them out, but I think it'll be a comfortable win.
Buffalo at Jacksonville. Bills favored by 1.5. I don't know how, but they are.
Yeah, best game of the weekend. I'm going Buffalo, but only because of Josh Allen, no other reason.
That's a tough one for me. San Fran at Philly. Eagles favored by 5.5.
Yeah, I mean, I got to go Philly. I know the 49ers have been really good this year, but Philly's at home, and they're the Super Bowl champs. I don't see them losing at home on wild card weekend.
Patriots minus 3.5 at home against the Chargers. I think the Chargers are a great bet to cover that one anyway. Who do you have to win it?
Yeah, this is my one upset. I think the Chargers go into Foxborough and get it done. Even though they're from Southern California, they play like an outdoor northern type of game. That's kind of their identity. So I think they're going to get that done. I think the Patriots are a little bit banged up. They've lost some players here late in the season, so that's my upset special.
And now the big one, big boy. Houston at Pittsburgh with the Texans, at least the odds I'm looking at right now, favored by 3.
Take the under, and like I said at the top, Joe, 17-13, Steelers win.
Joe, are you aware that if those games go the way that Ray says, correct me if I'm wrong, Limits, the Steelers would host a game on divisional weekend?
Correct. Yes, they would. The matchups would be Buffalo. Would it be Buffalo at Pittsburgh?
Buffalo at Pittsburgh, Chargers at the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you're aware, Ray, that you are one step toward predicting the Steelers to host the AFC title game as well against Justin Herbert and company, right?
Hey, repeat of 1994. Who wouldn't want that?
Oh, all of Pittsburgh, Ray. 13.5-point favorite in that game. Is that what it was?
Yeah,
something like that.
Until before, had to be carried off the field.
Before Joe, Alfred Papunu and Dennis Gibson happened.
If we would have done a ranking of overall worst Steelers playoff games in Pittsburgh, that has to be number one, right? They were two touchdown favorites.
Yes. Yeah. I don't want to immediately say yes, but that's right up there. Yeah. And the most crushing, I remember Dan Rooney saying to him, one of his, if not his most crushing moment in football was going to the Super Bowl the next week and seeing the Chargers logo in the end zone instead of the Steelers when he knew it should have been the Steelers.
Remember Papunu? He had like, he kind of like popped his coconut top or whatever. That was his celebration after he.
Yeah, after the Steelers put out a video that week, their Super Bowl video. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. Yeah.
Thank you, Ray. You're an enormously kind man in addition to everything else.
All right, guys. Enjoy the game Monday night.
Thanks, Ray.
There he goes, Donnie. Yeah, man, now you got me thinking about their playoff history. That was...
Was Natron Means Business in a Chargers uniform in that game?
That's a great question that I think
Man,
Limits should look
he
up.
He was a big hoss.
Since he's the beat writer. I'll tell you, man. Losing, even though the Immaculate Reception happened, losing a game to the unbeaten Dolphins was a crushing loss. Steeler playoff loss. Raiders in the AFC title game in 76, 24-7. You go there, you don't have your starting backfield. That one, I think, while it hurt, you sort of expected it. Trying to go through some other crushing ones.
Natron Means did start in that game for the Chargers, by the way. 20 for 69 on the ground.
Wow. 24-23 at Denver in 1989 was rather hurtful, Donnie, I might add.
If we're going road games, you have the Tebow game to throw in there, too.
That is the worst in my lifetime.
The Tebow game. The Tebow game.
Joe, that's the first time I ever cried about a sporting event.
A guy who could barely throw the forward pass through for 316.
Young 9-year-old Limits thought that the world was ending when Tim Tebow trained his team.
Tebow 316 said, I just learned how to throw.
Oh.
And did he ever on an aging Steelers defense that day?
I mean, the year before wasn't exactly a heartwarming game. You lose in Kansas City in overtime, 27-24 in the wild card game. The Cowboys Super Bowl, that has to be maybe it, doesn't it? Even over the Chargers? What about the Packers Super Bowl? Or are we counting non-Super Bowl playoff games?
I mean, it's up to you. I feel like games...
I feel like Super Bowls may be a different category.
Yeah,
they are a different category.
Because,
yeah.
I mean, you just have the...
Strike that from the record.
The all-time caveat that it's the biggest game. I mean, I feel like...
That Chargers game takes the cake. Yeah,
I wasn't even around yet for it, but to be a 13.5-point favorite going in... Like, could you imagine the optimism we would have on this show if the Steelers had a game on Sunday where they were 13.5-point favorites? Like,
right.
it makes me wonder 30-plus years ago if there was a feeling of dread, like, well, you know the Steelers, they're going to blow this one.
You know he was in the building.